I've been a cover girl a few times in my life, the first when I was 9 and the only girl in my school. My father was the headmaster and I attended between the ages of 7 and 10. Apart from wearing a skirt instead of shorts and not using the same changing rooms as the boys, I was treated exactly the same. One day our class was having photos taken in the grounds to send to our pen pal school in Africa. One of the boys, a friend of mine called David, had been in every photo so far, unlike the rest of us. I eventually took matters into my own hands and ticked him off, telling him to give other kids a go. The teacher captured the exchange on camera. I was wagging my finger at David and in full flow, while he stood there open-mouthed and indignant. The other boys were looking on nervously. The resulting photo ended up on the front of an educational magazine with the headline, "This is the way it's going to be." The accompanying article was about the decline of single-sex education. Looking back with 2021 hindsight, it seems a pretty sexist headline, the implication being that girls are inherently bossy and the boys would all be henpecked in the future. I can hear my husband joking, "Well, they had a point." It was another quarter of a century before I appeared on a cover again. It was 16 years ago for this magazine after the birth of our first child. The picture appeared in poster form on advertising boards around Norfolk, a very weird feeling. I looked cheerful and relaxed with Lola sitting calmly on my lap. The reality was very different. Lola had colic and I was anxious and overwhelmed by the huge responsibility of parenthood. 16 years on, as Lola's national insurance number arrives and the NHS regards her as an adult, I still see it as a huge responsibility. At times, I'm still anxious too. But the incredible privilege of parenthood is what overwhelms me. We are helping this amazing human develop into a fully fledged adult. Recently, for an interview in the EDP, I had to answer the question, "What's been the best day of your life?" I immediately said it was the birth of Lola. If you'd been alongside me that day, you wouldn't have necessarily thought it would count as the best day. I had a 17-hour labour, the baby got stuck, and it all got a bit scary at one point. My consultant obstetrician was on a day off and just popped in to check how things were going on his way to pick up a Sunday night takeaway. His poor wife never did get her supper, as he ended up staying and delivering Lola just before 11 p.m. I remember the exhaustion, the emotion, and actually the fear when Alex left the hospital to go home for the night and I was just lying there alone looking at this newborn baby. I couldn't stop crying. I had no idea what to do. But what I realise now, with the benefit of years of experience, is that happiness is not about elation and shrieking with joy. Real happiness is about deep contentment, which might not even be apparent at the time. Having a child was something I wanted so passionately, and we'd struggled for years to conceive. The joy of Lola's birth may not have been felt in the moment she arrived, but in the significance of it for the rest of my life. Parenthood, for all its stresses and strains, has truly been the best thing that's ever happened to me. Like a certain lager, it reaches the part of me that nothing else could. So, pictures can be deceptive. Those cover photos were just a snapshot in time and did not tell the full story. One of the other questions in that EDP interview was, "What do you like about yourself most?" After a lot of thought, because it's strange to think about yourself in that way, I answered, "My sense of fairness." Look again, that 9-year-old was not being a bossy girl wanting to grab the limelight. She was fighting for fairness.